Making a difference in our community, this is Karen McDonald of 100 Women Who Care Caledon. Karen, thank you, and to all the other women involved in 100 Women Who Care Caledon for being women of influence. Now, what really drew you to becoming a part of the initiative that is 100 Women Who Care Caledon?
Well, I became chair, I guess, about a year and a half ago, and I support the idea of the group giving together, making an impact together by donating as a group for local communities. It's important. I enjoyed being part of a group of women who are like-minded and who wanted to make an impact in the community.
Absolutely. I've noticed as a fairly new member of the community here in Orangeville that giving back is something that's definitely very important within this community. And speaking of giving back, since its inception in 2017, 100 Women Who Care Caledon has donated over $100,000 for local charities. Huge accomplishment. I'm sure it's one that you're most proud of.
Every donation that we make is an accomplishment. We always feel so wonderful when we can make such a difference. Because we give together, there's usually a big impact for the local charity. It's just almost like a windfall, aside from the regular fundraising that they do. The fact that we reached our goal of making $100,000 in donations was a big milestone for us, and we were all really proud of that. So we're over $100,000 now, and we just want to continue to keep going.
On the opposite side of that question, what would you say one of the biggest challenges you and the rest of the women at 100 Women Who Care Caledon have faced, and how did you overcome it?
Well, having COVID come along and seeing how the different charities in the community have had to struggle to do their regular fundraising has been a challenge. And so we continue to meet virtually so that we could support as much as we can. Finding members can be a challenge sometimes. We have a lot of original members that have been with us since the very beginning, and we continue to get new members as well. But getting a larger membership is always our goal, because the more members we have, the more contribution we can make to charities.
Absolutely, Karen. And if there's any women listening to the broadcast today that would like to become a part of 100 Women Who Care Caledon, simply head to the website, 100 Women Who Care Caledon, and find the information for contact. Karen, what would be some advice you would have for a woman in our community that might be starting in a similar position as yours, or another woman who'd like to make a great and direct impact on our community, just like 100 Women Who Care Caledon?
Well, I think that listening to the people around you and looking for support for people that are like-minded is always useful. There's so many people out there just want to help. They just want to be part of something. And there's always someone out there that's willing to support and help you in your goal of growing a group like this.
Thank you so much for taking the time today, Karen, for this interview. Now, I have one more question for you. Who's the woman of influence in your life?
Well, I would say any of the members are influential. Just the fact that we all come together to do this. It's a group of, because everybody gives together, I would just say the whole group is inspirational and impactful. It's a really wonderful group of women, each and every one of them.
Making a difference in our community, this is Karen McDonald of 100 Women Who Care Caledon. Karen, thanks for being a woman of influence.